Trend number three, self-driving cars will transform the human environment. Compared to most of our capital investments, automobiles are underutilized assets. They are mainly active during peak hours and rarely for more than 10% of the day. In fact, most are used for less than 1 hour a day. Much of their capacity is also underused since cars typically display low levels of occupancy in each trip, often with only one occupant. Households put up with such levels of inefficiency in order to gain the benefits of comfortable door-to-door on-demand travel. But soon, the convergence of shared transport services such as car sharing and ride sharing with self-driving vehicle technology is likely to eliminate this 100-year-old inefficiency. Until recently, shared transport services have been largely informal and ad hoc, including household car sharing and carpooling. But starting in the 1980s, new models of cooperative and commercial car sharing emerged. These forms of car sharing allowed individuals to subscribe to shared fleets whose vehicles they could reserve, access, and use only when they need them. Pricing for these services is typically calculated on a per-hour or per-kilometer basis. The business model, situated somewhere between traditional car rental services and taxis, has proven popular in many urban areas since they allow individuals to have access to cars without necessarily owning one. With the arrival of ubiquitous internet access and dedicated app-based services, car sharing has quickly grown in popularity and sophistication, and numerous successful services have been deployed around the world. At the same time, there has been a development in terms of technological sophistication with ride-sharing services, especially for app-based on-demand services. These can take the form of taxi-like services or peer-to-peer real-time ride-sharing. As with app-based car sharing, these forms of ride-sharing have proven to be tremendously popular, and pioneering companies in this field have generated billions of dollars in market capitalization. All of these services currently require a driver, and so it seems interesting to examine what might be the next step in these services' evolution, namely their integration with self-driving technology. In order to quantify the economic implications of shared self-driving vehicles on a regional basis, the International Transport Forum at the OECD sponsored extensive investigations by several researchers. Building on this work, the OECD researchers conducted a full-scale simulation for Lisbon, Portugal, a city with approximately 565,000 inhabitants who take about 1.2 million trips each day in an area of 85 square kilometers. This study identified changes that might result from the large-scale adoption of a shared and self-driving fleet of vehicles. It explored two different self-driving vehicle concepts: taxi bots, which are self-driving cars that can be shared simultaneously by several passengers, and autovots, which pick up and drop off single passengers sequentially. The report looked at the impacts on car fleet size, volume of travel, and parking requirements over two different timescales, a 24-hour average, and for peak hours only. The findings of this comprehensive simulation study were nothing short of amazing. 1. Nearly the same mobility can be delivered with 10% of the cars. Taxi bots combined with high-capacity public transportation could remove 9 out of 10 cars in a mid-sized European city. And nearly 80% of the cars could be removed using the single-passenger autovots without high-capacity public transportation. 2. The overall volume of car travel is likely to increase in the world of automated shared cars. A taxi bot system with high-capacity public transportation is forecast to result in 6% more car kilometers traveled than today, because these services would have to replace not only those provided by private cars and traditional taxis, but also all those provided by buses. An Autovod system in the absence of high-capacity public transportation would nearly double car kilometers traveled. This is due to repositioning and servicing trips that would otherwise have been carried out by public transportation. 3. Impacts on congestion depend on system configuration. A taxibot system in combination with high-capacity public transportation uses 65% fewer vehicles during peak hours. An Autovod system without public transportation would still remove 23% of the cars used today at peak hours. However, overall vehicle kilometers traveled during peak periods would increase in comparison to today. For the taxibot with high-capacity public transportation scenario, this increase is relatively low, just 9%. For the Autovod car sharing without high-capacity public transportation scenario, the increase is significant at 103%. While the former remains manageable, the latter would not be, given existing roadways. And 4. Reduced parking needs will free up significant public and private space currently used for garages. In all cases examined, self-driving fleets completely remove the need for on-street parking. This is a significant amount of space, equivalent to 210 football fields, or nearly 20% of the curb-to-curb street space in a mid-sized city like Lisbon. Additionally, up to 80% of off-street parking could be removed, generating new opportunities for alternative uses of this valuable space. Laws, infrastructure, and technology are likely to make limited deployment of self-driving vehicles a reality within 5 years. And research indicates that the economic implications of the ensuing transition will be enormous. Given this trend, we offer the following forecast for your consideration. First, managing the transition to shared autonomous vehicles will be challenging. If only 50% of car travel is carried out by shared self-driving vehicles and the remainder by traditional cars, total vehicle travel will increase between 30% and 90%. This holds true irrespective of the availability of high-capacity public transportation. Looking only at traffic during peak hours, the overall number of cars required increases in all but one scenario studied, namely taxibots with high-capacity public transportation. Second, self-driving vehicles will change public transportation as we currently know it. For small and medium-sized cities, it is conceivable that a shared fleet of self-driving vehicles could completely eliminate the need for traditional public transportation. Third, the impact of self-driving shared fleets on urban mobility will be enormous, and it will be shaped by policy choices as well as deployment options. Transportation policies can influence the type and size of the fleet, the mix between public transportation and shared vehicles, and ultimately the amount of car travel, congestion, and emissions in the city. Fourth, active management will be needed to lock in the benefits of freed space. Shared vehicle fleets will free up significant amounts of space in a city. Prior experience indicates that this space must be proactively managed in order to ensure these benefits are fully reaped. Management strategies can include restricting access to this space by allocating it to specified commercial or recreational uses, such as delivery bays, bicycle tracks, or enlarged footpaths. Freed up space in off-street parking could be used for urban logistics purposes, such as distribution centers. Fifth, improvements in road safety are almost certain, but environmental benefits will depend on vehicle technology. The deployment of large-scale self-driving vehicle fleets will likely reduce both the number of crashes and crash severity. despite increases in overall levels of car travel. Environmental impacts remain tied to per-kilometer emissions, and thus will be dependent on the adoption of more fuel-efficient and less polluting technologies. Taxibots and Autobots are in use 12 hours and travel nearly 200 kilometers per day, compared to 50 minutes and 30 kilometers for privately owned cars. More intense use means shorter vehicle life cycles and thus quicker adoption of new, cleaner technologies across the car fleet. Sixth, new vehicle types and business models will be required to optimize the value created by this new transportation paradigm. A drastic reduction in the number of cars needed would significantly impact car manufacturer business models. New services will develop under these conditions, but it is unclear who will manage them and how they will be monetized. The role of authorities, both regulatory and fiscal, will be important in guiding developments or potentially maintaining market barriers. Innovative maintenance programs could be a part of the monetization package developed for these services. And seventh, public transportation, taxi operations, and urban transportation governance will have to adapt. Shared self-driving car fleets will directly compete with urban taxi and public transportation services. Such fleets might become a new form of low-capacity, high-quality public transportation. This is likely to cause significant labor issues. However, there is no reason why current public transportation operators or taxi companies could not take an active role in delivering these new services. Obviously, governance of transportation services, including concession rules and arrangements, will have to adapt.